Sorry?
I said I was dancing like an idiot. I said, I'm glad I don't have the camera. And I don't dance.
I know you don't dance. And that's my loss. But on that note,
much.
I just want to touch. This is a subject that's really close to my heart because I've lost a lot of friends, gay and straight. And I have made a goal in life to educate people regarding that subject. Education is power, and power is education. And in this day and age, ignorance is what is going to really hurt you. And it is sad that something that should be enjoyable is something that will be with you for a very long time. The younger generation do not realize there's not a cure for HIV and AIDS. There are medicines that will keep you and give you a great life, but the drama and the truth of this medicine creates other situation, cancers. Your life, you don't have the energy as you normally do. You can do certain things. You can live a very long time. You will probably, if you become HIV positive, you will probably not die of HIV or AIDS, but you will die of a type of cancer that due to the immune system, deficiency.
Immune deficiency
syndrome creates other aspect. And what I find very sad in this day and age is that the government and the school system, it is not about gays, it is about education, and it's about saving life of innocent people. Just like I said before, I know three straight women who fell in love and trusted their straight partner, who were not frank about the situation, who were drug users, who were on the down low, which is a word that is used when men practice on safe sex and go, and but it's not called, they're not gay, but they go and have that and then bring certain things home. Education is power, and that goes with every aspect of your life. And for God's sake, life is meant to be enjoyed. Enjoy sex. Sex should be good, but think that with that comes consequences. And to put the blame on the gay society for something that it is not the gay society's issue or problem. It is a world.
It's a world
problem.
I agree. It is not just any one group of people at this point. It is everybody's problem.
You know, a couple of years ago, I saw something. There used to be a rock and roll bar, the Gasworks, downtown Toronto.
I remember the Gasworks.
And you remember how many times you would see HIV commercial on TV in the early 90s? Tons. They were all over the place. And I was walking on Yonge Street, and there was this big heavy metal guy comes out of a cab and puts his hand in his pocket to go pay the guy. And condom and lube came out of his pocket. And his buddy, where the fuck do you have condoms for? And this burly guy, I'm not kidding you, was like almost 300-pound tattoos. Look, he goes, I love my sex and I love my dick, but I ain't going to die for it. And I looked at the guy and I went, wow, this is the commercial that needs to be shown. To make people realize that it's important. Education about sex life is important and it needs to be in our schools. And we need to educate ourselves. Because the gay community has changed their behavior for most part. And I've learned, because we have been dealing with this for a very long time, the straight community has not and still are quite lost. It's not going to happen to us. And what are you going to do when it does knock at your door?
Let's get on to a little bit lighter topic,
shall we?
Yes. We already talked about what a great time we had yesterday. At the House of Comedy, we went there for a birthday party. It was pretty cool. If you're ever in Niagara Falls, pop by there. Go ahead and let's go right to the comedy after that other tear-jerking one. We talked about watching that movie today. We talked
The Help.
That was pretty cool. I mean, it's civil rights, and if that's something you're interested in, like I said earlier in the show, I'm just not one to really like a lot of movies and and stuff like that. But you know what? I it was worthwhile watching. I liked it. Not for the same reasons you did, and of course, your work. But
oh god, ate my shit.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about what we're doing. We're going through right now with the corporation. We're trying to get a nonprofit status corporation going to help us with some fundraising and such. So we have two big events coming up, and I want to spend the remainder of the show talking about these events.
Yes.
So it's only about another 8 minutes or so. What's happening is in Toronto. We're not quite sure. We're not going to say where in Toronto, because we're not really.
It's between two
couple places
that we're going to be talking. And basically, what the goal of it is, we're going to have top notch entertainment.
Uh huh.
Not only female impersonators, great singers.
Yeah.
Comics.
Yeah.
Some great entertainment. Mm-hmm. Some great prizes. We've already got Boy Neal's company will be donating some stuff. We yep. have ReWrap, which is a great gay-owned company in Toronto who do reupholstery and headboards and chairs and furniture. Amazing. Are donating a chair, which you'll be able to pick the fabric and have it done in the style that you want.
That's cool.
I'm contacting some of the restaurant. Colors Hair Studio is donating 5 haircuts. There
wow,
will be
nice,
a
Joseph.
Big package from XY, which is our spa. It's a men's grooming and woman, which will be worth a couple of $100. There
right.
will be some prizes from our two registered massage therapists. So in total, there will be quite a few thousand of dollars worth of prizes.
Right.
It will be a great afternoon of great entertainment.
Now, afternoon. We're
well,
going to do
depending
afternoon, early
on
eve.
Where it depends where we're doing it.
Right.
If it's one venue, it will be a midday till about 7 o'clock.
Right.
If it's at this other venue, it will be the same thing because the other venue has to be ready for their retro night.
Yes.
Which is an event that is a dance night on a Sunday night. So it would be a midday
well,
on a Sunday.
We're doing it. Well, you know what? Well, again, when we know the places and everything else,
yeah.
we'll decide.
There'll be info. But again, if you have something you would like to contribute, we will need some volunteers. If you have connections for bars or restaurant for gifts that you would like to know that
to
donate.
Yeah. And I mean, through the Joseph, thank you very much. He's saying, let me know if you, in the chat room, let me know if you do the nonprofit organization, maybe I'll write a story about it for Leatherati. That's awesome. Thank you for doing that. It's not, if we do it, is we are in
we
the
are
process
doing
of
it.
Doing it. And it is a pain in the ass, I'll
the
tell you. The paperwork is brutal.
Yeah.
But then that's good because, I mean, this is one of the reasons why we do want to do this is because that way we can go to the different places and say, you know what, you can see that we've actually taken the time to do this. We're not like a fly-by-night, the whole bit.
And it'll be a proper package put together.
Proper, yeah. And I mean, hopefully it's going to help us to do some stuff. And it's not just going to be for the anti-bullying. I mean,
no. If there's a group that you would like us to be part of and help and go that it goes with what we are.
Yeah, I you know what, so I'm okay with that. I mean, if you've got something that you think that would be, you know, maybe to make a donation to, yeah. I mean, come
yep.
to, you know, come to us, let us know. Also, if you are a craftsman or an artist or anything along that line and you personally want to do something yourself and donate for to auction or to raffle off, we'd love to see that. That
and
would be great.
And talking about that, we have Slave Wayne who is here, and he is a very good artist. And I think it would be great for you to, you know, I'll give you the bug now, put you on the spot.
Again.
While people are listening again. But Slave Wayne does really great etching, quick pencil. Are they watercolors or pencil?
They're felt marker designs.
Okay, well, you know, I let me know what you need or whatever, but it would be great for you to...
He needs felt markers.
...to give, do a piece. It would be great. Even the comic last night at
yeah.
the bar did these incredible... He's got to be high as kite.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He
drawings.
Only does it when he's stoned.
But you know what? Maybe we'll hit him up and try
yeah.
to get... But, I mean, if you have a talent, you have something you'd like to help, be part of, donate something,
yeah.
please don't be shy.
Yeah.
You have our info. Our email addresses are...
show@houseofmnsm.com. Master Noel, Sir Mark, or Boy Neil all work the same at houseofmnsm.com. So drop us a line. On the website, if you all got here because you're listening to the show, so on the website, there's actually a page, I think it's under the More where you can contact us in regards to the different events, and if you would like to donate some time in that. Yeah, or time, or whichever. It's just go ahead and sign her right up there. So basically, the question is the organization is a support group for the boys. It's a little of everything. We're with the nonprofit. We're going to, it's going to be also for the boys stuff too. Yes. Because part of what we talked about and what we like to do is the education aspect. So some of the money will go to the group educating. Like I had said earlier in the show, we want to do, first thing I want to do is a first aid class with all the boys in the group. You know, and part of being in one of the Leather Boys and into our group is you have to volunteer.
Yeah.
So again, that's all going to be under encompassing with this as well. So I truly... I mean, it's been something that we had promised Boy Neil that we would help him. He had a vision for something, and we promised a few years ago that we would help him do this. So it's finally coming about, and it should be very, very good.
And be part of it. It's going to be a great cause.
Yes.
So, again, I want to...
Claw. We want to talk about Claw.
We have Claw coming up, which is April 25th, 24th?
Don't know.
I gotta look on the thing. I think we leave on the 24th.
And that's the website for Claw. www.clawinfo.org is the Claw website. I just dropped that in the chat room.
Yeah, so we're actually going to be at Claw, which is we'll be there from Thursday the 25th, and returning back on the 29th. It's a great event. We are driving
two
up. Two hotels have been sold out. It's going to be over 4,000 people.
Yeah. It's all fucking people.
This is our fourth
year.
Year now. It's a fun event. We are driving up. I don't know if we have room, but I know that we may have room in our room. We had mentioned to somebody. Need to know to confirm if you still are interested in being part of our space and group to come up. We'll find you. There's a lot of people we know that actually are going. So if you are interested in stuff, we try to keep things reasonable so everybody pitches in and keeps the cost.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason we got two connecting rooms.
Yeah.
And the reason we did that is we actually wanted to, what do you call those rooms? A hospitality type room?
We're going to host a Canadian pup party.
Yes, we are. And Pup Loki, did I tell you Pup Loki? This is really the first time that he's kind of left his state.
I read his journal. He sent me his thing, and how nervous he is.
He is a little bit nervous. I think he'll be
fine. It's okay. You're safe. I will be there, Pup Loki.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? If you weren't there, he wouldn't be safe?
My nickname is Mama Sir. You can always come to Mama Sir.
Oh, God.
I'm getting a T-shirt made this year.
Oh, it says Mama Sir?
Yeah, I want it. I want it to say Mama Sir on it.
I'm just going to stick with mine. I said Down Boy T-shirt.
Yeah. So you'll have your down boy, and I'll have my mama, yes, sir.
Anyways, it is getting to be almost that time of the night. We want to thank everybody in the chat rooms for coming out.
Yes, for sticking with us with our little internet difficulty tonight.
Yeah, do you really think we're going to do one of these shows when we're just not that tired?
Probably not, because it's on a Sunday night. But
Tomorrow's family day.
Tomorrow's family day. Enjoy your day off. Most grocery stores are closed, so you'll be stuck to go to Avondale or your little corner store if you need something.
And remember, families aren't ones that are biological.
Yeah, we make our families. So thank you for being here. Thank you, Slave Wayne.
Thank you, sir.
And Boy Neil, you didn't sign the papers.
He'll be here on Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. We got to get them back to Toronto and get them put in. Anyways, everybody, play safe.
And
see you next week.
And be kind to one another, everybody. Have a good night. Have a good week.
You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.
We're going.
We're
going
to be starting.
Scary times.
Oh, it's not scary. We do this every day.
Don't start crying yet, hon.
An emotional night because
Master Noel's being a bitch. Comes naturally to him.
How deep do I go into this?
I didn't get the answer I wanted, like, would you like a blowjob?
I would never call you.
No, you won't even give me a fucking ring. Sink looks fabulous where it is now. I love you.
Oh, wow.
And actually, we're broadcasting from our dungeon. This show is about all kinds of education.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be judged. And we're going to talk, trying to change people's mind. I believe that everybody's kink deserves to be respected.
We are not psychiatrists, psychologists.
No. Being a boy is more than just being submissive, I feel. It has to be a truly symbiotic relationship for it to work. Leather man or leather sir, or leather master, or leather boy is supposed to pass on their leather.
The lady on the other end goes, do you know that's called kidnapping?
Yes.
I said, well, maybe you better get here soon.
I'm horny now.
Wolf and hello, everybody. Welcome to another weekend. Why, does that shock everyone?
No drinking and bus riding.
No, you said no drinking and driving. We were not driving the bus.
At first, you had the look on your face like, oh, shit, the toilet
cracked.
You did think that. So did I, Master.
The soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio. Good, clean controversy.